Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the ninth day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is bearing witness of Tawheed after wudu. My dear brothers and sisters, there are eight gates through which the righteous will be able to enter Jannah or Paradise on the Day of Judgment. And a few simple words are the key that could open these gates for you, so you could enter Jannah from whichever gate you please. This key, my dear brothers and sisters, is the beautiful and simple sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which does not take more than 10 seconds of your time of declaring the word of Tawheed, the Shahada, after performing a complete and perfect wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيبلغ أو فيصبغ الوضوء. If anyone amongst you performs the wudu and then completes the wudu well and then says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل من أيها شاء. I testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and messenger, then all the gates of Jannah or Paradise will be opened for him, and he may enter through whichever he wills. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim and others. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, performing a complete wudu or performing the wudu well, he means to perform the wudu perfectly or in the best manner in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, this shows the virtues of this act and also shows the greatness of the words of Tawheed, for they are the heaviest and greatest words, and they are the key to Jannah, and they are also a reason for you to enter Jannah through any gate you like after performing the wudu in an excellent manner. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's implement this great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.